And I will just start by giving you a little bit of background about me. So my name is Abby Brashears. Before coming to Haas, I was in public relations for 5 years, working primarily in consumer with big companies. So I did a lot of sports sponsorship work with companies like Visa, BMW, AT&T, a lot of sort of big companies, but really across industries. And it was very, again, communications and marketing execution focused. I liked a lot of what it was that I was doing, particularly the sports aspect as a former athlete, but felt like I wanted to be more on the strategic side of marketing and on sort of building brands from the ground up, and wanted to get that better general management experience. I also felt like nobody would hire me to do that if I didn't get a little bit more quant background, as I was also an English major in undergrad. So it really felt like I needed to go back to school to round up my education. And kind of prove that yes, I could be trusted with numbers and a P&L and all of that. Pretty quickly, once I got to Haas, I realized that consumer packaged goods or CPG marketing, which is brand management, a really good traditional post-MBA role. I felt like that would be a really good fit for what it was that I wanted to continue to learn. And Clorox seemed like a really great choice in the Bay Area. And I, once I got there, didn't really want to leave the Bay Area. I did end up getting an internship at Clorox, which is amazing. I was on the Clorox disinfecting wipes team, and I ended up going back to Clorox full time after business school. Since coming back full time, I've been on the cleaning innovation team, the Pine-Sol-based business team, and then for the past year and a half, I've been on an international team, working to expand our export business into high potential markets around the world. So that's sort of very general background on me. We can get later into kind of more Haas specific things, what I focused on at Haas, how I went through the recruiting process, but that's sort of my general overview. Matt, over to you.
Hi guys, my name is Matt Bull. I was in the same class as Abby, so I was a full-time MBA of 2015, which makes me feel old now. Before going to Haas, I was a consultant. Every Monday morning, got on a flight at 6 a.m., came home Thursday night, Friday, and I loved the work I was doing, but hated traveling. So decided I needed a career switch and did some research and decided that brand management was what I wanted to do. So I went to Haas to get my MBA and become a brand manager. I interned at Nestlé and helped to launch a new kids ice cream brand called Wonka that they were launching at the time. Post business school, went and worked with Abby full time at Clorox and spent 3 years there working also in the cleaning division. Most recently, the last almost 2 years, I spent working on Clorox bleach, which may sound really boring, but I really loved it and found it super interesting. And then I have actually recently had a career switch. My husband's company moved their headquarters to New York. And so we moved across the country. I quit Clorox. I spent a couple months working at Anheuser-Busch and really did not love it. And I have now been at Walmart e-commerce for 5.5 months, managing the cell phones business and cell phone accessories business for Walmart.com and Jet.com. So more of a retail focus. And in the last couple days, I've transitioned and I'm now managing a toys team for action figures, robots, blasters, which is like Nerf guns, and kits like vehicles, so things like Hot Wheels. So I've taken kind of an industry switch and went from CPG to retail.
So between the two of us, we have covered two of sort of the main industries that people are really interested in when they come to Haas. We obviously don't have tech marketing covered. It's another big area that Haas sends marketers into. So it's an area that I at least explored. I think you did too, Matt, and we can talk a little bit about both from the recruiting side and then also what we know from our friends. But either one of us having worked in it, we'll have a little bit more limited answers on that front. But happy to answer questions that we can on that. We also know a big thing that I focused on when I got to Haas is understanding what the differences between marketing at all of those different companies looked like. So kind of cross industries, cross size of companies, sort of what marketing roles were available and what was going to end up being the right fit. So happy to talk about that as well as people are interested. So one of the pre-submitted questions that we got in advance was around recruiting. So what we each did to prepare, kind of what recruiting processes we went through, and then ultimately how we ended up getting our internships and our jobs. So I'm happy to start again on that one. Matt and I think had a lot of crossover, particularly first year when we were applying for internships. Pretty quickly, we realized that the CPG, your big traditional CPG in the Bay Area, is a little bit limited. It's basically Clorox and Nestle. And Nestle has a really small office in the Bay Area. And then there's a lot of smaller CPG. And quite quickly, we realized it's pretty difficult to get into some of those smaller CPG companies straight out of business school, because typically they love for you to go to a bigger packaged goods company that has really strong training and a slightly bigger program, so you can get that training and bring it back to these smaller companies, because they just don't have the resources to train you the way that some of these bigger companies do. So because there are sort of limited big CPG in the Bay Area, it was strongly recommended to go to a diversity conference right away. So I didn't think I wanted to do that, because they happen really fast once you get to school, and I didn't think I would be ready, but got talked into it by the second years, and ended up prepping, I think, for the first week of October to go. Essentially, these diversity conferences are kind of like speed dating for companies, where you have to go and just walk up to a booth and like give them your 30 to 60 second elevator speech, give them your resume. They may ask you a couple of questions and then basically decide on the spot if they want to give you an interview that weekend. So essentially like that day or the next day. It's super stressful, but really a very effective way of basically giving you a kick in the pants and making you get ready to recruit really, really fast. So I actually really appreciated going to that, and did get a number of internship offers kind of coming out of that conference. Not everybody does that. Those happen really, really early. And all of the on-campus recruiting for traditional CPG typically happens in January. So a lot later than the diversity conferences. So I did get some good options coming out of those conferences, but Clorox was really my top choice. And they do actually come on campus in January. So I was able to push back the deadline on the offers that I'd gotten out of the diversity conferences, and ultimately was able to interview with Clorox and get the summer internship. During that process, I was interested in tech. So I hadn't completely decided between CPG and tech, which would have been more of like a product marketing manager role. So I did start that process with some of the bigger tech companies that start earlier. So I went all the way through the interviews with Apple, didn't get accepted for the iOS role that I was applying for. They wanted me to stay in the mix for later roles, but the deadline for Clorox came before that. So I ended up accepting my role at Clorox and was very happy with that. But that's one thing that you will run into, particularly first year, is that the deadlines are a little bit staggered. So traditional CPG and traditional tech come a little bit earlier, and then things like retail and then smaller tech come a lot later. So you have to be a little bit more patient if that's the route that you end up deciding to take. So that was sort of my first year. Then most internships, you have the opportunity to either interview or get an offer before you leave. Clorox lets you know before you leave whether or not you have an offer. So I went into second year knowing that I had an offer. I told myself I was going to recruit with other companies, and I didn't, and just accepted my Clorox offer. So pretty much my first year recruiting experience was what I had to go off of.
I can add a little bit to that. My prep process was basically nothing. The only thing I came into school with was having like a half-baked elevator pitch on why I wanted to get into CPG and brand management. And it turned out that I probably would have been better served if I started thinking through that and practicing a little bit earlier. But in general, as soon as you get to campus, there's a lot of resources to help get you prepared really quickly. And what you'll find, similar to what Abby said, is if you want to get into CPG, you'll find yourself interviewing and recruiting far earlier than most industries, and probably much earlier than you ever anticipated. And then I got my job through with Nestle through on-campus recruiting. They're like a 3-minute drive away from campus. And so they came to campus, interviewed us. We went to their office for final round interviews. So it was pretty normal. I went to diversity conferences, but did not take an internship out of that. And then for full-time, I also, Clorox recruits through campus recruiting. So same thing, had interviews on campus, went to their office for final rounds. So pretty typical recruiting process, nothing too crazy.
And the one thing I'll add to that, I think both of us, in order to get ready for recruiting, leaned really heavily on the resources that Haas provides to help get you ready. So that's everything from the career management group, and they have people who will help you, you know, with your resume, who have experience in the industries that you might be looking at. So they have a CPG dedicated resource, a tech resource, kind of different people that they've hired who have experience in those industries who will help prepare you for that. And then also they have second year career coaches. And I think Matt and I both were, you were a career coach too, obviously, right? Yeah. So we both at second years were career coaches, which is a paid position. You don't get paid very much, but every little bit helps. So essentially second years who just went through this process, sign up for this job to essentially help the first years walk through that process. So again, they'll help you run through your resume, help you prep for interviews by doing mock interviews, help with case prep, all of that. And I think both of us did a lot of that to try to get ready and really optimize ourselves for the interview process. So there are a ton of resources there for whatever you want to, whatever level of help you feel like you need, there are people to help you, which is amazing. So next pre-submitted question I'll go to. So this kind of applies, again, neither Matt nor I have done this, but we can kind of speak to it. So there was a question around advice for people who are hoping to work in brand strategy for direct consumer brands like Allbirds and Third Love. So again, some of those smaller companies in the Bay Area that are really exciting, have really cool brands. How do you get into those? So what we heard pretty much straight away, I was very interested in those smaller brands as well, particularly Clif Bar coming from the sports world. I was super excited about it. A lot of those smaller companies, they don't have a traditional recruiting cycle to hire MBAs particularly. So you really have to sort of choose your own adventure in terms of how you recruit for those companies. So you have to do a lot of networking. You have to try to kind of work with either Haasies who have gone there, or if not, if there isn't a Haasie there, then a friend of a friend, or again, try to network into a lot of those smaller companies. And it might be a little bit more difficult depending on the size of the company, what types of roles that they're hiring for. It's certainly not impossible. And we had friends who ended up at a lot of those smaller companies, like for example, Annie's at that point hadn't been purchased by General Mills. And one of our classmates managed to get a role there, which was like a unicorn. It was really tough to get in there. So again, it's definitely doable, but it won't follow the traditional recruiting process. And again, that might require a little bit of extra patience because you won't know for sure if you're gonna have a job there until potentially a lot later, because they do a lot more just-in-time hiring than more traditional CPG.
Yeah, I would add too that something like Annie's is even still pretty CPG. If you think about true direct to consumer brands, I think some of the examples were like Allbirds or what was the other one?
Third Love.
I would say that those companies tend to have a lot less idea around the value that MBAs bring. And so they're not necessarily always looking for MBAs. And some of our classmates who went to companies like that had a hard time because the companies just don't know what to do. Like, I think that they don't always understand the value of like what a person with an MBA can bring. And so you might end up doing work that you feel is less meaningful because those companies don't know how to unlock your full potential. And then the second thing I would say is that as it pertains to marketing, if you want to do marketing at one of those firms, you'll end up being pretty specific. So they hire people who are going to be an email marketing specialist or an SEO specialist. And so you won't get a very broad range of marketing experience. They'll want you to come in and be like really good at one specific thing, which is very different from going to work for a CPG like Clorox, where you work on everything from pricing to demand planning to like advertising, new product development. So you get to work on everything. If you go and work at one of those small companies, you'll likely do one specific thing and get really good at just that one thing.
Yeah. And that's one thing, this kind of leads into the next preceded question that we got, challenges that you faced before Haas and after Haas. I think one of the challenges of being in the post-Haas world and being an MBA and being a marketer is that same issue. So if you end up wanting to go to a company that is maybe mid-size versus big, you're going to end up, a lot of the roles in marketing are really tactical. So you're going to end up, just like Matt said, you're going to be the digital, you know, the digital marketing manager, or you're going to be, you know, the demand creation, right? So you're going to do a lot of like email marketing and things like that. And so it makes it interesting to kind of decide what role to take at another company, because you want, at least I, and I think Matt as well, really like those sort of general manager specific roles that are still within marketing. But that, not every company is going to have those. So you have to kind of find the right role for you. So then I'll take one more preceded question. And then it looks like I did just get a question on the web. So excellent. Please feel free to keep submitting those. So the one additional question that we had in advance was challenges faced before and after Haas. And that one is not super specific, so it's more about failures and challenges, so things that kind of may have knocked you down. And I'm trying to think of a particularly good one for that. One that faced me kind of while I was at Haas, actually, is that, as I've mentioned, Clorox was really my top choice. I was super excited about it. I loved the culture, loved, you know, the people that I had met there. Felt like it was going to be a really good opportunity. I actually did not get the internship. I was third string. There were two people ahead of me, and ended up getting that after both of them had said no and had to go back and say, like, actually, I'm still interested. Like, I know I wasn't even still on the list for the summer. But that was really a bummer initially when I didn't get it and knew that I really wanted it. So that was kind of a challenge or failure that happened that ended up kind of making itself better. But definitely something that had happened. I think I interviewed really badly, by the way. It happens to the best of us. And then I'm trying to think of challenges afterwards. This role that I'm in now has a lot of challenges. It's like an incubator within our international division. And so trying to get things done at a giant company when you are a very, very tiny piece of the pie is it's pretty challenging. So I do a lot of trying to convince people and talk people into doing what I need them to do, because essentially it's nobody's job but mine. So that's sort of a very limited look at some challenges.
All right, we have a lot of questions rolling.
A lot of questions.
So let's just lightning round answer these. Yeah. The easiest one that's in here so far is, what were some activities you were involved in school? I can start. I was in just about every club you can imagine, loved the beer and wine club and the food club. I was co-president of the LGBT organization in Haas. I was also a Haas student ambassador. Abby and I were both in the soccer club and played every soccer game we could possibly get into. In terms of like other activities and classes, I did the Berkeley Board Fellows, which put me on the board of a local YMCA for a year. I did IBD, International Business Development, and did consulting for a social venture in Nepal, and then traveled to Nepal for 3 weeks at the end of the semester to go work for them, and probably lots of other things.
Yeah. I was the co-president of the marketing club. I was on the marketing team for the Play Digital Media Conference. I was a graduate student instructor for leadership communications. I was the lead marketing career coach. I was on the women in leadership team that helped prep the leadership conference. I was on the soccer team, like with Matt, wine club, not beer, because I don't like beer, which was sad because there were a lot of really great opportunities. I was in the Redwoods Club to do some hiking. I was thinking about starting a running club, but instead just got a beer mile added to Disorientation Week. So all kinds of things, tons of activities that you can get involved in. I also did international business development. I went to China doing a consulting project launching dermatological cosmetics. I also actually did a consulting project with Clorox while I was at school.
Okay, I'm going to take one and then you can take the next one, Abby. Did the Haas marketing curriculum prepare you for your brand management career after Haas? I think probably the non-PC answer is that every company does marketing, and whatever role you go into, they do it really differently. So while I took enough marketing classes to be able to speak to like things that pertain to marketing roles, no matter where you go, they're going to retrain you and teach you. And so I think the Haas marketing curriculum will give you the fundamentals that you need to be able to go in and talk to the roles and not sound ignorant, but you'll end up sort of redoing everything you've learned and learning how to do it the way that your company wants you to.
Agreed. There was, you know, there's a lot of really specific classes that will help you. Like I found the brand management class to be actually fairly accurate for brand management, not so good for people who ended up not in traditional brand management, but worked well for us. I'll take the next one. Do students go on trip together? Trips together, is it usually student organized or school organized? The answer of whether students go on trip together, hell to the yes, all the time, frequently. Weekend trips as well as longer trips, they're usually called treks. Often either they'll be just for fun, there are a ton of just for fun trips, and then there are also a lot of treks to companies or to areas where there are a lot of companies of interest. And almost across the board, they are student organized. So the only trips that people take really that are school organized would be through international business development. So that's that class where you do a consulting project with an international company. And so those are organized with the company that you're working with. But pretty much every other trip that you take is student organized. Haas is a very student-led organization. So all kinds of the things that you're going to end up dealing with, whether it's clubs, whether it's company visits, whether it's even different speaker series, are actually student organized versus school organized.
All right. Did I attend a marketing track? And if so, how was it? I attended quite a few. They're great. The marketing club usually puts them on, and you go down and visit the office of a company that you're interested in. You get to hear about what they do, how they do it, different roles within that company. And it's really helpful because it gives you insight into like how the company operates, what exactly would you be doing in the role that they have opened, and allows you to really think through, like, is that actually interesting for me? And if yes, you can now do better in your interview because you have some insider knowledge and more background around the company. And if no, then it helps because it's one less place that you have to submit your resume and do an interview and all that. Yeah. But very helpful.
Super helpful. And in addition to going to specifically one company, which both Matt and I did, I also did like a sports business weekend trek to Portland where we hit 6 or 7 companies. So depending on what it is that you're interested in, the clubs put on these weekends and it's such a good opportunity to get to see their culture firsthand and learn more about the company. So strongly recommend. Next question, speaking of being quantitative, how did Haas prepare you to become more quantitative? So this was a big one for me, a huge poet, as I mentioned earlier. Haas will prepare you with the core classes. Most of them are quantitative, not all of them, there's a good mix. The core classes will enable you to kind of learn some of those quant skills. Then after that, again, it's a little bit choose your own adventure. I made sure that I took all of the classes that I like to think of as vegetable classes. So I took extra advanced finance, advanced accounting, advanced pricing, things like that, so that I made sure that I was trying to get smart on the things that I knew were my outages. And it was something that not only did I get asked these questions to get into Haas, but then when I started having conversations with companies, people would ask me about it. So being able to point to my coursework, I think, was really helpful to convince people. Again, I think once you kind of get into school, they assume that you're getting that education. So it's up to you to make sure that it's actually happening, I would say. But again, marketing math too is not usually that complicated, to be honest with you. So once you actually get into a job, you're not going to be doing a lot of the hardcore stuff that you learn in school.
And then I can answer the last question in 20 seconds or less. So did I consider other top business schools with strong marketing programs? Why did you choose Haas? I maybe have a different perspective than most people who were in the marketing program, but I did apply to other top business schools that have stronger marketing programs than, say, Haas. One of the things that really helped me choose Haas was when you think about companies that recruit. So for example, if you take Clorox, they hire one person from each of their core schools, one person from Haas, one person from Stanford, one person from Kellogg. And so if you go to a school like Kellogg, which is a great school and really well known for marketing, you and 250 of your classmates are all interested in getting into brand management and all fighting for that one spot at these companies. Versus if you come to Haas, you are fighting for that one spot with like eight other people in your class who are interested in brand management. So some might say it's the lazy way of going about it. I felt like it was a smart way of going about it. I felt like my odds were a lot higher of actually landing an internship and being able to get into CPG if I went to a smaller program where less people are interested in marketing. And it's not necessarily a bad school for marketing. It's just not Kellogg.
And in terms of why choosing Haas, I know both of us would also say that culture was a huge piece of it. Haas is amazing. It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
So we did get an additional question. Thank you. Based on your marketing experience, what would be the core qualities needed for a marketing position? I think my opinion on this has changed as time has gone on. I think, honestly, one of the biggest things that we do, and Matt, you can definitely speak to whether this is the same in retail, but brand management is such a general management specific role. So much of what we do is corral the different functions into making a recommendation that makes the best sense for the business. So I spend so much of my time trying to, you know, if I believe that there's a strategic direction that the business should take, getting alignment from the different functions to ensure that we're all on the same page to ultimately recommend this. So there's a lot of communication, I think, required. There is a lot of all of those. Again, I think it's one of the best roles I've found, that where you end up utilizing all of the tools that you learn in business school. Like Matt said earlier, we do touch pricing, we touch advertising, we touch packaging, we touch consumer research, the financial impact, you know, margin and everything that we're doing. So you really have to have a good baseline understanding of the entire business, much more so than I think people realize. It's much less about advertising and much more about kind of general business knowledge.
Yeah, the two key things that I would sum it up as for me would be, both for CPG and retail, would be influencing without authority, and then being able to use data to tell a story are the two things that I found to be the most important for me in all of the roles that I've had.
So we have a little gap in questions. So while we're letting you guys think about that, Matt, could you tell us the difference between CPG and retail marketing that you've seen so far, if there are any that stand out?
Yeah, the biggest is CPG marketing. For most big CPGs, the marketers are general managers. And so, like we said, you're not just working on advertising and in-store promos and things like that. You're also working on pricing and packaging and all of that. Retail marketing, if you wanted to get into it, is really sort of like what we talked about with Allbirds, where you're like an email campaign specialist or a digital specialist or a search specialist. And you keep a lot of the traditional marketing components, but you get rid of all of the general management. So I'm actually not in a marketing role at all. I'm in a retail a category management role. I'm a buyer, which is essentially like a general manager for a business. So I, in that role in retail, I have given up all marketing and advertising that I used to work on to just focus on the general management.
One of the questions that I had in advance that we get very frequently and that I sort of alluded to earlier is that people are really trying to understand the difference between the marketing roles at varying companies. So if you're talking big tech, for example, you would probably be in a product marketing manager role, which will be fairly similar to brand management, except that in brand management, you could call us mini CEOs of the brand, and you're pretty much the strategic decision maker of what's happening on your brand. Whereas on the tech side, that role is more analogous to a product manager. Typically, to be a product manager, you have to have an engineering background It's not the case across the board, but that's very frequently the case depending on what company you're talking about. So you might have this product marketing manager role. You're going to be one of the functions versus the strategic decision maker, which is going to be that product manager. It's still a really meaty role, and it is still a great place to be, but your decision-making power is going to be a little bit different than what you might see at a traditional CPG. So that's a little bit of background on that one. We send a ton of people into tech marketing. A lot of people go into business school, particularly go to Haas, wanting to go into tech and not realizing that most of the roles that they're going to get in tech are in marketing. So this is something that as the marketing club, we're kind of continuing to explain to people. But tech means very different things depending on the size of the company. And again, depending on how big the company is, your role is going to vary really wildly. So you're just going to have a lot of conversations with people who work there to figure out what the right fit for you is going to be.
Yeah. Okay. To talk about e-commerce and how Haas trains people for it. The crazy thing about e-com is that it changes daily. And so I would say there's no like class or anything at Haas. You might work with an e-commerce company and get some training in how they operate. But there's really no schools that are training people in e-commerce. The thing is that like the industry changes every day. The way that we go about business changes at such a rapid pace that I don't think there's any like training program for e-commerce. And really it's the business fundamentals that I learned around like how to manage a P&L, or at the very least how to think about a P&L and try to manage one successfully, how to manage people. I have 11 people who report to me today and 11 more who dotted line report to me. So like people management is something that I learned at Haas that's not only specific to e-commerce, but is really relevant to my role. And a lot of e-commerce companies run like this where they're very bottom heavy. Trying to think of what else. I don't know if that's a good answer to the e-commerce question, but I think the answer in general is just the landscape is changing so quickly that there's, even within my company, like I'll get trained on something one day and 2 weeks later, we say, we're doing something totally different now. So change everything about how you're doing this.
I would say I'm not in an e-commerce role, but I work a lot with e-commerce and it's the same story. We're figuring it out all the time. So next question, their position is called marketing analytics or analyst or analytics. Those are going to be a lot more quant specific, really quant heavy. So they're going to be things like we had, we have a marketing analytics team at Clorox and they do all kinds of regression on data to help us understand what effect, basically what's the ROI from the advertising that we're doing. So those are going to be really data heavy roles and typically much less, you're not going to necessarily be the strategic decision maker, but you're going to help the strategic decision makers make decisions by digging into the data and basically showing them the results.
Most people who go into those roles tend to be data scientists and people who have like math backgrounds, but you might be interested in that.
Right. And there are definitely classes at Haas that help you learn how to do that. Those are some of the vegetables classes that I took. The next one's for you, Matt.
Talk about the work you did for the business in Nepal and how Haas prepared you for it. Yeah, so I work for a social venture in Nepal with three other classmates. And what they do is they take women who have been victims of sex trafficking, hire them and employ them, teach them how to make jewelry and then help them sell it so that they can make a salary. They have like scholarships for these women's kids to go to school and things like that. So really awesome. The organization has a great mission, but the woman who was running it was just, she'd never run a business and she's just not good at some business fundamentals. So we were able to come in and help with several things. The biggest thing that we did was put together like a cost spreadsheet for her where what we found was that over half the items that she was selling, she was actually selling at a loss because she didn't know how to calculate like what were all the costs aside from just like beads, what were all the costs that actually go into all the products that she makes. So that's salary and overhead, like the office that she rents and the food that she feeds them and things like that. And being able to incorporate that into all of the costs that she put together and price items in a way where she doesn't lose money. So that was part of it. We helped put together like a marketing strategy, almost like an investor pitch book for her, so that she could go out to investors to try to get funding as a nonprofit. Let's see, what we did several other things, but essentially we came in and she was like, I know that I have a great mission for my organization, but I just don't know how to actually be profitable and scale this in a way that I can continue to hire more women and grow the business.
Cool. So the next question is about key differences in marketing curriculum at Haas versus other schools. We didn't go to other schools, so I don't think we're necessarily the best suited to answer that question. It's something that you might want to ask as you're having conversations with different schools. I would say that they're probably pretty similar, would be my guess. I think curriculum, you can go ahead, Matt.
One of the biggest differences in curriculum, not in the actual classes that are offered, but in programs, is that Haas is one of the only programs that's a general management program. And so what that means is that you don't have to select a major. At a lot of other top schools, you have to come in and say, I want to major in marketing. And what that means is you have to take X amount of classes within the marketing function. And so you're pretty locked into, like, the majority of your classes will be within that major plus the core classes that everyone takes. Because Haas is general management, it means that there's no requirements on what classes you have to take outside of the core. So for every other elective that you choose to take, you can take some marketing, but you can also take other things that are not marketing. So what I found refreshing and the thing that I enjoyed about that was I could take enough marketing classes where I could feel conversational and feel like I knew enough to go in an interview, but also not so many that I didn't get to take things outside of marketing. So some of my favorite classes were like storytelling for business and the business case for investing in women, like things that have nothing to do with marketing and are more soft skills, but I found them to be the most interesting. And actually some of those classes, like a storytelling class, that's something that I feel like I actually employ in all the jobs that I've had since and would not have been able to take if I were in a program that made me choose a major.
Yeah. That kind of segues into the next question, top recommended classes. I kind of agree with Matt. Some of my absolute favorite classes were classes that weren't necessarily subject specific. So I loved negotiations. I loved power and politics. So a lot of those sort of soft skill classes that actually, again, you do end up using really frequently, but that aren't necessarily something that you could point to on your resume and say, I did this so that I'd be better at marketing or brand management. So those are some of the best ones. I mean, there's obviously things like market research, marketing analytics, those are going to help a lot with kind of understanding the backbone of marketing, but it's some of those soft skills classes that are some of the best ones. And then we have 1 minute, and then we have a couple more questions, but we'll try to just speed through them. Do you have to start in a marketing role before you can pursue a brand management role? No. I would say it's going to help you to have a brand management internship if you want to have brand management full time. It is not 100% required, but it definitely helps.
And for an internship, it's a no. But for full-time, it definitely skews more towards, if you didn't intern in CPG, it becomes harder to get into it full-time.
Yes. But especially if you didn't intern in doing some kind of marketing. If you do a finance internship and then you try to switch into brand management, you're going to get a lot of questions. But if you did like tech marketing or something, then it'll be easier to explain. But again, always easiest if you did CPG. And then last question. Can you describe one typical working day? We can breeze through this. Matt, you first.
Yeah, so as a category manager for cell phones for Walmart e-commerce, a typical day for me would be getting on the phone and negotiating lower costs or better funding with like Samsung or Apple. I would have a meeting with my demand planner to look at how are we performing month to date, year to date, and are we gonna hit like the plan target that the company set for my category, having lots of one-on-ones with all the people who work for me because I have 11 people that report to me. Looking at pricing and evaluating like how my items are priced versus Amazon and whether or not we should like take pricing action and lots of other things.
For me, I'm in kind of a unique role, like I said, because I'm in international. So my day often starts very early. I often have 6 or 7 a.m. meetings, so I might be meeting with my Indian agency to help understand how we're going to do a sampling effort on Big Basket, which is the largest the largest e-grocer in India. And we're launching our cleaning products there. So I might be having a conversation with my agency about how best to support that. And then might meet with my boss because we're overhauling our overarching strategy for the business. Then I might be meeting with my sales guy because my role is it's kind of hybrid brand management sales planning right now. So we might be putting together a deck for one of our distributors to help them understand a new item that we're launching on the US side that they could potentially carry there. And then all kinds of things that flow through that. And then I might also have a meeting with my legal and regulatory team about protecting our Clorox trademark in Brazil, which is also something we're trying to do right now, which is fun games, let me tell you. So those are kind of general. I think I would say we both probably have a lot of meetings and a lot of kind of strategic planning sessions that hit a lot of different sort of functional areas. So I think that brings us to the end. Thank you all so much for joining. Good luck with business school. It's so much fun. For Dallas.
Good luck. Let us know if you guys have more questions. We're happy to help.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you. Bye.